See, what are we doing here? Do I even know what we're doing? Do I have to know what we're doing? After 30 years, do I really have to know what we're doing? Is it time that I can get curmudgeon-y? When does that get to happen? 30 is the new jailbait. The post-initial radio obituary is for Kitty Kalin, the American popular singer. Her career lasted from the 30s through the 1960s. She performed with some of the most popular big bands of the 40s, including those of Jimmy Dorsey and Harry James, went on to a solo career where she became widely known for her 1954 recording of Little Things Mean a Lot. Let's see. What'd she do? Oh yeah, she also went on to act. She was on Broadway in Finian's Rainbow in the 1955 film The Second Greatest Sex. She showed up on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and The Big Beat, American Bandstand, Judge for Yourself. Did all kinds of stuff. Oh, she appeared with Buster Crabbe as the queen and king of winter at the Lake Placid Resort in 1951. That's sweet. She even had imposters. Not impersonators, but imposters who appeared under her name at the height of her popularity. Kitty Kalin just passed away at 94. She's got one of those tunes. Yay, one of those tunes. Post initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to a kiss, I hear music divine. Darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore, dear. If you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms unfolding. You never knew this thrill before. I'd be holding you close to me, whispering, it's you I adore, my dearest one. If you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Place where music is born, divine. Just listen while he takes his solo apart. Watch him close his eyes from the start. Hear that music fall from his heart, so fine, so sweet. He plays and says it so well. Come to
box, Annie's slaving all the day, saving every nickel of your hard-earned pay. Come Saturday night, and what do? But play the same record the whole night through. I'll doodle 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 doo, a doodle 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 doo, a doodle 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 doo. Listen to me, Annie, change that tune, or you'll drive me batty as a crazy loon. Your dream boy piano player may be nice, but doggone a gal, take my advice. I'll doodle 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 doo, a doodle 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 doo, a doodle 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 doo doo. Child, you never grab him now, still you sit there moaning like a sick old sow. He's got a sweet wife, and take it from me, that she's good looking as a gal can be. Ah, doodle 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 doo, doodle 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 doo, a doodle 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 doo. Just let the guy play and give him a break and save all your nickels for candy and cake. I'll doodle 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 doo doo doo. So let the guy play and leave him alone. Between you and me, Annie, he's my own. I'll doodle 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 doo. A doodle 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 doo. A doodle 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 doodle.
I think you know you're still listening to WMFO Medford, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I'm Belinda, and we've had a lovely, lovely conversation tonight, celebrating 30 years on the air. Not all at WMFO. I don't think I mentioned what year I got here. I think I started here in 2008. Pretty sure that's when that was that I started at WMFO. Loved every minute of it. The penultimate radio obituary is for Don Knotts, the comedic actor, best known as Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show, the 60s sitcom. He earned 5 Emmy Awards for that. How kooky. Started off as a ventriloquist, of course. Played Luther Heggs in the 66 film The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Also in The Incredible Mr. Lempet, in which he plays a talking fish for the majority of the film. Played the landlord on Three's Company. TV Guide ranked him as one of the 50 greatest TV stars of all time. It must be so. Don Knotts just passed away at 81. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Certain that we all agree that analysis performs a vital role in our society, and it's usually quite successful. However, sometimes analysis is unsuccessful, and one of the most important contributing factors when a failure occurs is the choosing of the wrong analyst. Some analysts may be capable, but not right for you, you know. Others might just be downright incompetent. Now, here's a young lady showing up for her second session with her analyst. See if you feel she's made the right choice. Oh, there you are, Miss Sanders. I was getting a little worried about you. 15 minutes late. Huh? Oh, you skidded on an icy curve and went off a cliff. Well, you see, that's resistance. Subconsciously, you really didn't want to come here, sis. But seriously, Miss Sanders, there's nothing to be ashamed of in going to a psychiatrist. I mean, after all, if your teeth bother you, you go to a dentist. If you have trouble with your stomach, you go to an internist. And so it's only natural that if you're a nut, you come to me. Right? Okay, so just relax and act as if you're in any other doctor's office. No, keep your clothes on. I didn't mean it quite that way. Miss Sanders, let's be frank with each other. Now, let's cut away all the inhibitions so we don't have to beat around the bush. Let's not go around the barn. Let's say what we mean. Call a spade a spade. Let's you and I have a frank little talk about the birds and the bees, shall we? How old were you when you first realized those little bee devils were making whoopee with their honey, huh? 16. And what camp was that? Up near Lake George, huh? Oh, yes, I know it well. A lot of my patients went there. And, the lifeguard. Well, I wouldn't feel too bad about that, Miss Sanders. I mean, you were just 16. It was your first time away from home, so the lifeguard, and the busboy. Well, still, you see, you were young, lifeguard and the busboy and, and who else? And who else? Just let me get a fresh pad. Well, Mrs. Sanders, you had yourself some summer, didn't you? Oh, just a weekend. Oh, and then you went back the following year for the whole summer as a partner. Well, that figures. By the way, Miss Sanders, what do you do for a living now? Would you just give me that number, please? Butterfield 8. And you do both laundry and cleaning. Well, now, Miss Sanders, I detect just a trace of schizophrenia in your makeup. Now, on the one hand, I could tell from your first session that you're pretty self-centered. Well, for one thing, you talked an awful lot about yourself. And then on the other hand, you seem to show a lack of confidence. How do you account for that lack of confidence? You think you've grown ugly? Any particular reason you've... Well, Miss Sanders, lots of people are bald. Doesn't bother Myron Cohen? Well, look, Miss Sanders, I see our time's just about up, but before you go, let's clear one little thing up, shall we? Miss Sanders, everyone has an attitude, or a series of attitudes, about money. Now, psychiatry, in addition to being terribly important, is also slightly expensive. Well, you must be able to get the money someplace. Well, I mean, I have my expenses too, you know. Well, there's office furniture, rent, telephone, cab fare to and from my analyst. And he isn't even helping me. Well, how about your parents? A bank loan? Friends? An insurance policy you can borrow on? A car? A house? Something you could sell? Well, wait a minute. Now, don't panic. Don't panic. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to help you, Miss Sanders. I'm going to help you out right here. Here's what we're going to do. We'll clean up all your other neuroses first, and we'll save the kleptomania for last.
See, now, in the days before the internet, things like that don't happen. But they do now. I could have said that it was just a demonstration of how all time runs together. But I'm not going to lie to you, because I love you. I think I'm going to just skip right on to the ultimate radio obituary. You know, I've never done that. All these obits. All these thousands of obits now. Thousand, right? I've done over 1,000 obits now, right? I don't think I've ever done that before. Let's see. Yeah. I'm not making any excuses for my stupid self. Let's see. But I am not prepared. I can assure you of that. I'm officially rattled now. And not because of that. You kids don't even know what's going on over here. But here we go. Looking for the ultimate radio obituary for William E. Martin. Also known as Bill Martin. American musician, songwriter, screenwriter, comedic, and voice actor. He was a friend of Monkey Michael Nesmith. And he wrote the first song to be recorded by with all four of the Monkees singing and playing. That was All of Your Toys. But because that song's copyright was owned by a different company than Screen Gems, who supervised all of the music for the Monkees, it couldn't be released. It came out later, you know, but at that point, it couldn't be. He later on teamed up with Harry Nilsson. He worked with Nesmith on Elephant Parts. I love Elephant Parts. And in my brain, just to kind of roll things up into Belinda logic, because you've had enough of that tonight, I'm sure, already. But hey, what's one more? It has nothing to do with the show. In my head, Elephant Parts is very wrapped up with Human Highway in the USA Night Flight era of my brain. That's all. Bill Martin also had screenwriting credits for Harry and the Hendersons. And he had a voice role in The Point in 1971. You know, he just did a lot, and he just passed away. Oh, how old? How come nobody does math for me? How come? I hate it when they don't do the math for me. I'm going to admit it right now because my brain's not there. He just passed away at 65. Bill Martin just passed away at 65. It's the ultimate radio obituary. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
How old you say your sister was?
Sister was.
Keep an
eye on her. Do-de-ron-de-ron-de, do-de-ron-ron.
She hangs out. I heard you taught your sister the boogaloo. I heard you taught your sister the shiggling too. She hangs out. It's a pretty little something troubles you. So fine. So fine. I say, how old you say your sister was?
Sister was. Sister was.
How old you say your sister was?
Sister was. Sister was.
You know you'd better keep an eye on.
Just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank and the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Bill Martin. Thank you all for being here with me tonight. I really appreciate how so many of you hung in through all of that ridiculousness. I'd really like to start the show over right now. But it wore me out. It wore me out. Hell, I did the first 2 hours of the show standing. I never do a full 2 hours of the show standing. I usually sit down for the obits. But I did sit down for the obits. It just happened to be that far into the show. Whatever, you don't care. You don't care. You're only upset right now that I'm not going to keep on going. But I'm not going to keep on going because I'm officially done now. I'm done. But you know me. I'll be back here next week for more Bubbles in the Think Tank and all of the stick-shaking action that goes along with that silliness that I try to bring to you every week. That's all I'm trying to do, is just bring you what you need. And I really appreciate it when you let me. Thank you for that. Thank you for 30 years of that. Let's keep doing it, okay? All right. I like it when we make a deal like that. We'll find a good cause to tell the celebrity stories some other day. Or whatever other stories it is that I didn't get around to. Because I stopped looking at your list. I'm sorry, I stopped looking at your list. I felt like I suddenly developed a plan part of the way through the program tonight. Why do I love Bubbles in the Think Tank? I guess I never answered that. It's cheap therapy. It's unconditional love. And one of the very few things that I actually have control of in my life. And for those things, I am eternally grateful. I can't imagine a life without this. One final tune to go out on, and we'll see you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Right back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Keep it evergreen. I would lay Thank you. Every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste that was not so sweet. And then I turned myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm impermanence. And so the days float through my eyes, but still the days things seem the same. And these children that you spit on, as they try to change their worlds, well, they're immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Changes.
Try to face the strain.
Oh, changes. Don't tell us to grow up and out of it.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
will respond to you.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know. It's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you, covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide why. Something to hide.
Chops on Neil Pie Island, paid my dues at the Marquee. Slacked off by the enemy, lost my stash, my virginity. This cop coming in business. Got my face on Ed Sullivan, broke my heart on the soul train.
Cock-a-may-may-may.